This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the last few months, I've been doing some interviews on books that document, in one way or another, a lack of moral behavior among evangelicals. If you read articles in Christianity Today, Ministry Watch, or World Magazine, you see other examples. As the authors document what is happening in the evangelical world, I always like to bring us back to why. The why question is probably more important than the what question. Why aren't Christians acting like Christians? Of course, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but Christians are supposed to be different than the world, but there is abundant evidence that they are very much like the world around them. Each year, George Barna posts the American Worldview Inventory. His most recent report shows that very few Americans, including evangelicals, have a biblical worldview. About 4% have a biblical worldview, with about 4% more with a variety of different worldviews. The dominant worldview, encompassing 92%, is the worldview of syncretism. The classic definition of syncretism is that it is an amalgamation of different religions, cultures, or schools of thought. In the Christian context, it is an acceptance and even an affirmation of a diverse set of beliefs that aren't biblical. That is best illustrated by the fact that a majority of American adults don't believe in absolute truth and instead believe that moral truth is up to the individual to decide. You would hope that pastors might be able to correct some of this theological confusion, but George Barna has found that less than a majority of senior pastors have a biblical worldview, and the problem is worse with youth pastors. We shouldn't be surprised at what is happening in the evangelical world when we understand the why behind it. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.